Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Dr. Harold Stover is a professor at McMaster University and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Dr. Stover, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How close are you to finding a cure?
That's a really good question, Rick. I will say it'll be a couple of years still. We are currently developing the technology. We are in preclinical work, and we are aiming to be in the clinic with human patients in about, I'll say, 2 years if things go well.
How does this cell-based therapy work? What do you do?
Well, you see, in type 1 diabetes, patients have lost their own cells that normally regulate their blood sugar. So there is a therapy to replace them with stem cell-derived or other insulin-producing cells, but they need to be protected from the patient's immune system. We develop hydrogels that can protect these transplanted cells from being again destroyed by the patient's immune system.
So when the clinical trials come about, will you be looking for type 1 diabetes sufferers that have had the illness for a while? Does it really matter the time frame of how long they've been battling it?
There are some general guidelines as to who will be eligible for clinical trials. And the clinical trials won't be run by ourselves. It'll be run by a clinical partner working out of an islet transplant hospital. But typical inclusion criteria are you have to be between 18 and 65, and there are a number of other inclusion and exclusion criteria.
Our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML is Dr. Harold Stover, a chemistry professor at McMaster University and co-founder of Alarda Life Sciences. This is obviously exciting news, especially to those who have type 1 diabetes, which has been a drain on our healthcare system in terms of funding and new treatments. When could this ultimately be implemented in the marketplace?
I would say conservatively, it could be on the order of 5 to 10 years. Things are speeding up because, as you said, the need is recognized globally and in Canada. And cells are becoming available. Now what we need to do is protect these cells from immune rejection. And that's where our hydrogels can help.
Is there any sort of similar research that is being conducted?
Yeah, there are many other groups in the world that are pursuing similar goals. And the concepts of encapsulating transplanted islets was actually pioneered in Canada about 40 years ago at the University of Toronto. The challenge is that the human immune system is very, very finicky as to what foreign materials it tolerates in the body. So many things have worked in rodents and other animals, but very little has worked in humans yet.
So the race is on with several individuals and organizations trying to find a cure. What's the competition like? I'd imagine you want to be the first.
We want to be the one that actually succeeds to helping patients find an alternate to daily insulin measurements and injections. There is a huge need and growing need globally. The cells are becoming available. The delivery device is still a challenge.
I'd imagine so. Could similar cell-based therapy applications be used to treat other diseases as well? Can we use this apart from just diabetes?
Yes, absolutely, Rick. So cell-based therapies are shaping up to be a new branch, if you like, of modern medicine. In principle, any indication, any medical indication where a patient is missing one enzyme or hormone, including different forms of hemophilia, perhaps even Parkinson's, can be addressed by transplanted cells that produce that enzyme or hormone.
Well, this is exciting stuff. Dr. Stover, congratulations on getting this far. Good luck with the clinical trials in a couple of years, and we'll certainly touch base with you down the road to see how you're doing.
Thank you very much.
That is Dr. Harold Stover, chemistry professor at McMaster University and co-founder of Alarda Life Sciences, and we could be just a few years away, fingers crossed, to a cure, unbelievably so, for type 1 diabetes through this cell-based therapy.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.